Hi, I'm Tony Pantaloresco and your Herbs Plus and Bead Works, and today you're going to go into the big league. We're going to make iodine. Before we make iodine, I want to explain to you about iodine, how it can regenerate your whole body. From the hypothalamus down to your reproductive organs, it can regenerate everything. It regenerates your glands. Now, I show people when they come to the store how to take an iodine test. A real simple way of doing this is see whether or not you have adequate amount of iodine. This is a Lugol's iodine solution, which I made, and I'm going to show you how to make it. And what you do to test your iodine levels is drop one drop of iodine, smudge it on your skin, then look at the clock. Okay, I put this on now at 7:45. That should be on there, faded. It will fade. Your body, your skin will absorb it. It will absorb through the skin. Now, depending on the rate of absorption, this will determine whether or not you're low in iodine. If this is gone within in anything under 4 hours, you're low. This is sitting there between 6-8 hours or longer, then your iodine levels are adequate in your body. This is a real simple test. Now you can take this internally and you can do it externally. If you have any cuts, you have any wounds, if you have any blemishes, if you have any warts, or if you have any polyps or cysts out external, you can apply it on there and it will remove them. It may take some time if some of the skin grows. It can take up to several weeks, but you will see them dry up and fall off. If you're going to a dentist's office or you're going to get x-rayed, this is something you want to take internally an hour before you go, just to protect the thyroid from any exposure to radiation. If a bomb went off that was of radioactive material and you had this around, you can protect your body's glands and organs from some of the radiation exposure with this. This stuff will kill bacterial infections, it will kill viral infections, it will kill fungal infections. Some of you are anxious and have anxieties and you can't sleep and you can't think and you can't remember what you did from one moment to the next. This can have a restorative effect on nerves and brain and other functions. People who get on this find out after a while they can sleep again because their internal organs are realigning back to the way it was. If you're using tap water, which has fluoride in it, fluoride will displace iodine out of the thyroid. So, no tap water. All right, what we're going to do, this is what you're going to need.
Sorry, just to clarify real quick, you're talking for internal, you're not saying store-bought iodine.
No, like the stuff we're making here. Now, I'm talking about iodine, this is the stuff you're making here. There's several different iodine products in the market. There's Iodoro, there's Lugol's. And there's one other one, I can't think what it's called right off the bat. But anyway, those are the only three that are sold in health food stores that you can buy to take internally. The recommended dose for Lugol's, if you're iodine deficient, and you know you're iodine deficient, you can take up to 50 milligrams a day of iodine. Now, having said that, do not do this. Primarily, if you're low, then you want to gradually build your stores up. Don't overwhelm your system because you're deficient. You're going to run and buy 5 gallons of this stuff and just chug it down. That'll kill you. The idea is if you're deficient, then slowly reintroduce whatever the deficiencies are. I do that with everything I do, whether it's in the herbals, whether it's in tinctures, vitamins, whatever. Anytime I get anybody to do something, it's slow, go, and gradually build up. If it took X amount of time to break you down, it's going to take X amount of time to get you up. Some things can be expedient and quick and get you back, and other things will take time. This is something, if you're going to do it, I would probably tell you take 1 to 4 drops a day initially. Probably if you're really low or if you've never done anything before, 1 to 2 drops a day, and you do this consistently for a month, and then do the test. If you find after a month you're doing this and it's sitting on your arm for 8 hours, and do it twice a week. If you want to lose body mass composition, now notice I didn't say lose weight, body mass composition. You would combine this with butter, which you're going to make, or coconut oil or coconut cream. You would use probably 6 drops a day in divided doses with these fats. And you will find that your body mass composition will start to go all by itself. What you're doing again is restoring the hypothalamus, you're restoring the thyroid, you're restoring the pancreas, the thymus. You're building your body back up. Okay, how are we going to do this? This is what you're going to do. You're going to need potassium iodide. Okay? You're going to need 88 grams. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with metric, that's 3.1 ounce. So 3 ounces, give or take. You get your trusty scale, open it up. That was one open. Okay? And slowly pour out what you need. I'm watching the scale as I do this. There we go. That's 3.1 ounce. Ah, what are you going to do with this? You're going to be your trusty stirrer afterwards. So there you go. What you can do is pour some water in, just a little bit to get started. You're going to need a 1-quart container. Okay, and anything you do with this stuff, don't touch metal with it, has to be in glass. Okay, just so you know. So, what I'm going to do now is pour this in slowly. Okay, give it a bit of a stir. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, next, we're going to take iodine crystals. And you're going to need approximately half the amount, 44 grams, or 1.55 ounces. So, you got a metric scale, or you've got an imperial standard scale, doesn't matter whether you're doing ounces or grams. Have a scale that can do it. Okay, so we're going to need 44 grams. Now be careful with this stuff. It does have a smell. Notice it's solid. Oops, too much. There we go. 44 grams. Now, stir this up a bit. Alrighty, and then we're going to add this to it. Alright, you can start stirring it a little bit. Alright, just to get it going. Then we're going to have, and the water we're using, just so you know, is either a distilled water or reverse osmosis. Do not use tap water. Do not use spring water. You want clean water. All right? All righty. And what you do is you stir it, because the iodized crystals and the salt have to dissolve. Now, this may have to be set overnight. Okay, you can shake it. What I'll do is I'll put a lid on it, and what I'll do is I'll put a wax paper coating or something else, because the lid is usually metal, and I don't want the metal on there because iodine will break down metal. This is why we're using a chopstick. But you can stir it, get it going, and before you know it, you've just made iodine, Lugol's iodine. This was used in a lot of different things to heal a lot of different elements of the body. If you go on my webpage, http://augmentinforce.50webs.com, there is an iodine link there, and all the things they've used iodine for, from treating STDs, to increasing the immune system, to regulate the thyroid, regulate body heat. Some of you are feeling cold all the time. Some of you know you go out, you're in the house, whatever, and your hands are cold, your feet are cold, you know, you're always cold. That's thyroid deficiency. Now, to get iodine in the body more effectively, you would use selenium and tyrosine, all right? By adding those two components, you increase the availability of the iodine in the thyroid. And all three of them affect the brain, the heart. Selenium and iodine both impact the immune system. They make it stronger, make you more resistant to certain things like STDs and other unwanted issues. If you're eating soy products, soy is goitrogenic. In other words, it eats your thyroid, destroys your thyroid. Fluoride destroys your thyroid, destroys the iodine in the thyroid. This is why it's imperative that you do not eat soy. Contrary to what you've been told about soy, don't eat it. It's good for fertilizer, and that's about as far as it should go. If you have a thyroid deficiency, whether you're hyper or hypo, quit the soy, quit the tap water. Start using certain things like iodine. If you're hyperthyroid, you won't need as much iodine. You still need it. You may need tyrosine and more selenium and increased levels of protein to regulate the thyroid. Whatever you do, make sure you're not taking something that's attacking the thyroid direct or the hypothalamus. Again, in conjunction with saturated fat, in another video I showed you how to make butter. In that butter video, I add iodine to it. Okay, the iodine mixes with the fat. It, when combined together with the saturated fat, will reduce body mass. All of a sudden, you're lean. This is me. Okay, I'm flat. 52 years old. I don't train with weights. I used to years ago. Now the heaviest thing I do is walk. You know, carry groceries, whatever. The idea is if you know what you're taking in your body to keep all your organs healthy, this is what you'd want to do. Okay, this is one way of doing it. It's not the only way, but it's one way. A lot of you have soy damage in the thyroid, soy damage in the hypothalamus. When you quit the soy and you get this going in your system and you get the saturated fats in the right ratios, you'll be surprised how all of a sudden you're feeling better, you're thinking clearer, you're a lot stronger, you have less pain in the body, and you're more resistant to being sick, from getting sick, sorry. So, there you have it. Now, when you get done, let it sit for a day. Should have got the other one. Let it sit for the day. The next day, pour it in a bottle and label it iodine. Lugol's iodine, because this is what this is. This is Lugol's iodine. This is not the store-bought stuff. The store-bought stuff is about 2%. This is more like 5 to 7%. This is a lot stronger. You don't need as much. Again, as you can see, it's still on my hand. It's still strong. Okay? And of course, the video, it hasn't really faded that much. By tomorrow sometime when I wake up, that will be gone. I've done these tests before. I'm usually good for 8 or 10 hours. So, you can do this yourself. Again, if you have need any more information, you can go on the webpage and get the iodine link. And again, you can contact us through our email and through the information at the end of the video. As I pointed out earlier, this was produced by Grassroots Production, by Dave Crissa. And it's because of him you get to see some of the stuff that you can do at home to get you prepared. And then one thing I want to drop here as well is Agenda 21, December 2009. It's supposed to be coming, Agenda 21. Go on YouTube, find Agenda 21, and get ready for Agenda 21, something you need to be aware of. Okay, on that note, to your health, eh?